This week's Cotton Newsline is Five Cuts. All cuts are Jordan Lee, chairman of Eastern Trading Company. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We saw the inventory levels get very low, too low. We've seen an interest in rebuilding inventory, but we've also seen an interest in satisfying the consumer. So we've seen demand almost explode again, and that's what's driven these prices up where they are, is demand. We're finally back in a demand-driven situation.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There are people in the Mississippi Delta and other parts of the country where even cotton at these levels doesn't make sense because of $13 beans, high wheat prices. A lot of people can grow wheat and beans on the same land within a year, so they've double crop, and the combined revenues of those is higher than the individual revenue off one cotton crop. Flip side is, there are a lot of people for whom cotton does make sense at these levels, and traditionally they're cotton growers. They like to grow cotton, they know how to grow cotton, so it's an opportunity really for both.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's very dry. We're in a classic La Nina weather cycle, which suggests dry weather across the cotton belt, and it's dry already, so that could be an issue. But I think we see a lot of support for new crop cotton. I do think we continue to see good demand. Demand's no longer exploded. It is where it is, or it is what it is. And I don't know what effect that has on the market, but I think the continued robust demand is supportive. It doesn't drive a market a whole lot higher because we've adjusted to the level of demand that currently exists. But that demand is robust, so it's going to support cotton prices. So I think we see much higher acreage, like 10 or 15%. We see continued consumption, and we see consistent prices that are much higher than usual.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think we're going to see resolution on the Brazil situation relative to the Farm Bill as we lead up to the Farm Bill. Don't know that's going to be good for cotton. It could be bad for cotton. I think we see budgetary issues that are going to put pressure on cotton legislation and all farm legislation. Those are two of the biggest challenges that are hard for me as a merchant or this group here as producers to get their hands around, because it's not something they can really stick a finger into. It's something that's going to take place at 10,000 feet when we're all here on the ground, and it's going to be done in Washington behind closed doors. So I think those are challenges that could have an impact on cotton or cotton prices.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Stick to that marketing plan, but make sure that marketing plan includes selling some cotton at the price levels where we are right now. Go ahead and get some cotton sold, because prices are high.